Turn your tax refund into a new landscape with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Create stunning patios and build strong retaining walls with our huge in-stock selection of beautiful concrete blocks ready to take home today. Plus, easily build and design your own raised garden beds with our garden block. On sale now. Check out our weekly flyer and start saving on landscape blocks now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I went to the roller rink last night.
Oh, yeah?
Hell yeah, I went roller skating.
Yeah?
Went skating?
I did. I rented the worst skates I could have ever imagined renting.
Do they still rent roller skates, or are they roller blades at
both.
This point?
Both.
You could choose.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, you can choose. So last night was my daughter's, unbeknownst to us, we just found out about it yesterday. Like, I picked her up from school, and she's like, are we going to the roller skating party tonight? And I was like,
no.
What?
Hey, come again?
What roller skating party? And then I remembered I had seen something about it in the email that the teacher sent out a couple weeks ago. Completely forgot about it. But yeah, it was her school's night at the roller skating rink. So you could go there, and for like $5, you could roller skate.
Did she roller skate?
She roller skated.
Is she pretty good?
No, she's not.
Okay. Do they have the little things?
Yes, they do.
Made out of ladder golf sets thrown away?
Like a walker, basically. Yeah. A walker with rollerblade wheels on it. Yeah.
I had that in seventh grade the first time I went.
She was so excited about it. She's like, oh, I want to go roller skating. And I'm thinking, I don't think you've ever roller skated before. I don't think you know what you're in for. So she put her skates on. I tied her skates for her. She stood up and immediately did the thing that everybody does, where your feet go a million miles per hour. And you're just like, ah! I caught her and I was like, I think we need to get you one of the stability walkers or whatever they are. So I went and picked up one of those. I strapped on my rollerblades that I rented. And
you show her how it's done.
Well, they were the rollerblades that have like three buckles, you know, like those ratcheting buckles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like,
yep,
and then
yeah.
Crank the little handle down.
They're like ski boots almost.
Yeah. None of those worked except for the top one on one foot.
That's so cool.
My ankles were a little wobbly. But we skated all around that place.
I've never been able to roller skate or rollerblade. Is it like riding a bike where if you could do it when you were 9, you can do it when you're 43?
Yeah. I mean, for the most part. Yeah. And I mean,
but you're not all of a sudden without balance and falling immediately.
No, but I would equate it to getting back on the bike and you have two flat tires and your handlebars are a little bit loose.
Gotcha.
Just based on the equipment that I was working with, because for the boys skate, you know, I had to kick her off the rink and go out and do a couple laps by myself.
Yeah, did you get up a good head of steam?
I was feeling pretty cool out there, weaving in and out of all the other...
Going around the corner, you're doing the crossovers.
Yep. Doing crossovers.
Got you, man.
Yeah, that was fun. I haven't been to a roller skating rink in probably 35 years, but... Yeah.
You shoot the duck?
I did not shoot the duck.
Your reverse skate? I don't know why they call it... Isn't that where you crouch down on one leg and put one out in front of you?
Yeah.
I don't know why it's called that.
Yeah,
it's like a rifle with your leg.
But you're basically riding in a squat with one leg out.
But going to the roller rink was a big deal when I was a kid.
Or doing the whip. I was happy to see that there were a couple kids trying to do the whip.
Oh, the whip.
What is the whip?
Is where like four or five kids skate and you're holding hands kind of like you're kind of staggered in a line.
Okay.
And then the last kid in the line is the one that gets whipped when everybody else gets whipped.
And it's straight from the hard courts of roller derby in the 1960s.
I can't believe you don't know about this.
I know.
Yeah.
I know the technique. I didn't know the
name. It's what propelled Little Richie Farmer to rollerblade greatness.
So nice.
Yeah.
Did you pretend like it was your birthday so you could get into the dollar machine?
I did not, but my daughter and I did take pictures in the photo booth before we left.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
That's awesome.
Nice.
A lot of fun.
Very fun.
And there weren't a lot of parents skating, so I felt like a superior parent.
You were a superior parent.
To all of the other losers out there.
Yeah, all those tubs.
It is kind of crazy when you go to those and none of the parents are skating.
Some of them were walking. Like, literally walking on the rink.
Oh, that shouldn't be allowed.
Oh, that's no fun.
Mm-hmm. That's like wearing non-bowling shoes in a bowling alley. Like, that is super, that's illegal. You can get arrested for that.
Yeah.
And that should be the same at skating rinks.
Yeah, I mean, look at us.
A harsh penalty.
We were tearing it up last night. I got a short video of us.
Oh, my God. Your daughter is so cute.
He is adorable.
Figures it's No. But yeah, she's got one of the little walkers. She's doing all right.
Okay, yep.
And then I think I panned down to my feet, and you'll be able to see all of the buckles unbuckled on my skates.
Look at the chaos behind her.
Oh, yeah.
It's like Thunder Road behind you.
She wants to sit down.
She's like, okay, I did a lap. I'm done now.
Those were pretty.
That's what it was. Those were one lap, sit. One lap, sit.
Those were very not buckled.
No, not at all.
No.
I mean, in a world of rollerblades, I don't know why people choose skates anymore. Yeah. I don't get it.
It's true.
Like hot girls that are on skates who can do like all the tricks and stuff and their legs look great. I'm like, okay.
Like Heather Graham.
Girl. Yeah, exactly. But at a roller rink, you're telling me I got a choice and I'm choosing skates? Yeah, right.
Yeah. I don't even remember what like a regular roller skate feels like. Because
it's like
I got
shoe
used
with
to
wheels.
Well, what I mean is that I got so used to rollerblades, stupid.
Yeah. It says the guy who's never even
who
tried.
Yeah, who can't stand on roller skates that have four corners.
I know, but try to imagine.
Like,
it.
How hard is it to
it's
stand on
four
corners?
It's a shoe with wheels
corners.
On that you've had on. I bet you can do it.
All right, we need a Free Beer and Howling's roller skating night.
Yes. Yes.
I'm in.
Look.
Yeah. I'll do it.
This is signs of being a bad person, but in eighth grade when I was the student council president, I poo-pooed the roller skating parties because they sucked
jerk.
For me.
Oh, man.
That Everybody's like, what happened to those? And I go, school's all blocking them. But in reality, it was SC Presidente causing the problems.
Yeah, we used to do all these swimming events and roller skating events. And now it's like the childhood's just gone.
Now all we do is play dice-based imaginary basketball.
Yeah.
Stratomatic again.
Anybody want to come over and look at the statistics for a baseball player I made up?
Do you like perverts who play the banjo? What? Let's listen to my favorite music.
You guys want to play basketball indoors through rafters on an 8-foot room? Hey, girls.
Got the new album from Homer Goofus.
Yeah. Like there were girls there.
Oh, I know. That was my joke.
Just kidding. There actually were girls there a lot. And we were too dumb to recognize that they didn't really want to play basketball.
What was the shed called? What did you call it? Like this?
The Vandalerium,
Steve. Vandalerium.
I don't. Why would you forget that? Did you also forget how shoes feel?
I knew it was something Irium.
It's a combination of Vandals, which was our school mascot, and Delirium, which is what you felt when you were soaring above the ground.
We're doing
like
this.
Like the Nerditorium.
Might as well have been. I mean, look, when I sat in the back of a grain truck in the bed or in the dump box with a giant VHS camera doing play-by-play and keeping stats of the other games, I don't know how anyone could have thought that was nerdy. Go ahead, find one person who... Yeah.
What was it like to do that in the same place you were born?
I don't know, but I heard Circle of Life before Elton John.
Vandalerium, more like Virginatorium.
Nobody's smearing anything on my forehead.
Yeah. The dead stray cats were the closest thing to getting any pee anybody found.
We're not talking about the band.
No, the ones that get frozen to the ground in
That's
the winter
what I'm talking
time.
About. Oh, no, they could have used a little hay. That didn't happen at my house. It happened at my former sister-in-law's.
Oh, no.
They would talk about how their kittens would freeze to the sidewalk until the raccoons ate them.
No, you mean until spring thawed them out and they were alive again.
Yeah, yes. Just like frogs.
Yeah.
And flowers.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, we're going to do a roller skating night.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I look forward to you guys telling me about that.
Yeah, no, you can strap them on and use the nerd bar.
That's pretty much my first sexual experience. Strap it on, use the nerd bar. Oh, and it lasted about the same time as I would stay erect on my roller skates. Not very long is what I'm saying.
No. Yeah, well, we figured.